Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, people, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. You know we don't do programs on Saturdays, but today is a very special day. We are so booked with Breaking News Journal programs next week, and we just found out about two Tiger Moms who are on fire against Common Core, and they are going to talk to us today about what is happening in Nevada when it comes to Common Core. There's a lot of breaking news going on day by day since school has started, and what's going on across the nation, who's involved, what they're doing, their list. They have a blacklist like Breaking News Journal has one, so we're going to get to talk about a whole lot of stuff today. And it's a pleasure having Amy and Christina on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, how did this get started? What got you guys on fire, and how did you guys get involved in being at the Invictus Training Center that's coming up? I know you guys will get to talk about that, give the address on where that's going to be and what you guys are expecting when it happens.
Well, I'll give you my intro real quick because I'm blaming Amy. I was leading a nice, quiet life. Not bothering anyone, Ruth, until Amy brought me kicking and screaming, as I like to introduce it, to the Common Core table. I was appalled, absolutely appalled, Ruth, to find out what's going on in our schools, what's going on with our children, how this came, as Amy and I like to say, through the back door into our schools, into our lives, and it's taken a lot of months. It's taken a lot of months to uncover this, and it's all been by design. They certainly did not want this out on the table. It hasn't been presented, hands out like it should be. And Amy can tell you. Amy brought it to me, as I said. Amy and I are very close friends. We go back a lot of years, and I'll let Amy tell you and your listeners how she came into Common Core.
Okay. Go ahead, Amy.
All righty. It came about, I have three young children. Two of them were in elementary school. I started seeing their homework come home. I was very unhappy with what they were learning and how they were learning it. Many times they would come with a ton of homework, and that homework would send them in tears. And I will admit, I almost followed suit a couple times. Well-educated person, and I would look at it and say, what are they trying to teach my children? With that, I started talking with my friends, and I have a girlfriend who had kids in the elementary school out in Blue Diamond, and at that time, when I talked to her, they were piloting Common Core. So I
really
mentioned
when
my
was
concern.
This
was not last year, but the year before. Last year they went full on last year. And they were piloting it in the elementary school. So she kind of gave me a heads up of what was going on. So, of course, I went into my kids' teachers and started asking questions. And the teachers aren't being told the full story. So I don't like to stop if I don't get the answers, if I get an I don't know, or because it's federally mandated, or because this, or because that. I want to know the true reason. So I started digging. And the first place that it led me to was the 2009 stimulus plan.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Common Core was introduced to our government in the 2009 stimulus plan. But if you dig further, they are the right hand. The left hand are the private corporations that are involved. They started earlier than 2009. I always say that 2009, with the stimulus package, was when the right hand and the left hand got married, and big government joined with big corporations. And I say that the big corporations that are involved, just to name a few, Bill Gates and Microsoft, who, again, stand to make millions on Common Core, Pearson, which is textbooks, Renaissance Learning. Many people are getting letters sent home from school in regards to Renaissance learning. That includes the AR, accelerated reading.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the STAR testing that's being done at the beginning of the year so that the teachers
mm-hmm.
can know where our kids are reading
mm-hmm.
and where they place with math, and then
mm-hmm.
accelerated math. So, again,
mm-hmm.
another company who stands to make millions on switching
mm-hmm.
over to Common
mm-hmm.
Core. Scholastic, General Electric, ExxonMobil,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Apple, all are companies that are directly associated with the movement of Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With the funding.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
With the funding.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Are you guys even aware of the building in Utah called In Bloom that is calculating
oh,
and
yeah.
keeping all the data information?
Oh, yeah.
About
oh,
that?
Yeah.
May 31st was the big ribbon cutting ceremony. You bet.
Oh, my goodness. You mean the ribbon cutting? I knew it was happening. It had happened, but I couldn't remember what day.
Yeah, well, don't hold me to that. I want to say May 31st. It was May 30th or May 31st, but it was very QT. There was only a handful of people invited. You know, they didn't want to make too big of a spectacle of it. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the big data center.
Wow.
In Utah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
ahead.
Open, and, it's
oh
open and running.
God. Oh,
it's open
my
and running.
Lord. Oh, God.
I know,
oh
Ruth,
God.
I know. People think that we make this stuff up sometimes in between soccer and dance pickup. You know, they think we got nothing better to do than to come up with wild stories. But this is all very legitimate, it's very true, and it's in our backyard.
And my imagination
are you kidding?
Is not
our
that
front,
good.
It's at our front door now. I mean, it's really bad. And, you know, the thing is, this really does remind us of a sci-fi flick.
Oh, yeah.
It's so far out there that you would never, ever think this could happen to our country. But when you have these guys getting in bed with each other, and then to boot, you got the United Nations and UNESCO that are the ones that are pushing this. Our Congress, they have no control over this.
No.
Yeah,
and
that's the unfortunate thing is it has spread outside the country, and those tentacles are getting even longer as well, and that's something else that people need to take into consideration. And sometimes, Ruth, I even hate to take the conversation to that level because mm-hmm. if people are frightened or unaware or uneducated on Common Core, can you imagine how are they ever going to understand or comprehend
the
United Nations tie into
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are absolutely right. You have to keep at different levels depending on who can take what has to happen. However, it's happening so fast that you know you
right.
almost have to gobble the whole thing down in a conversation.
Right.
It's just happening just that fast.
Well, that's why Wednesday night is going to be so important. Going to give the history. There's a lot of history. There's a lot that people need to understand. She's going
mm-hmm.
to lay it out for people so that they understand how these trade associations have tied in, have funneled all this money into the federal government. She's going to connect all the dots so that everyone will see how A leads to B, B leads to,
mm-hmm.
to C, C, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And then we're going to lay it out get into the data mining, which is so scary
mm-hmm.
for parents.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, when parents say to me, Ruth, oh, well, it's okay. They need this information. No, they don't. No, they don't. And I don't think
mm-hmm.
that parents understand the depth and the level of the information that is being gathered on their children, that is going to be gathered on our children, and
mm-hmm.
that the data mining, and why on earth do they need to know what church I go to teach my child mathematics?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really?
Hello? You know, and it's even worse than that. You know the Department of Education, the guide that they have to Common Core, it actually, on page 34 through 49, if you guys don't have it, I'll send it over to you, but it actually shows the data mining things that they're going to be hooking up to the kids. In New York, I think that the kids were already starting to have
the grit perseverance
yeah.
packet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on page 44, Ruth. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. It's 44, though, hon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Well, we looked at the between 34 and 49. That's where all the good stuff is. We just,
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. Yeah, the actual photographs.
Yeah, the photographs, exactly. Absolutely. Okay, so everybody, when you guys get this information, whoever you are out there, it's on page 44 that actually shows you the pictures of what they're going to do to your child. When you think about it, tell me what you think. When you think that they will monitor your child to the point of whether they're sweating and how much they're sweating to an erection, an erection, how often they have one, whether they have to go to bed. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And parents are willing to hand their children over?
Well, and what I'm finding is when I bring those points up to people, they constantly throw back in my face, well, are you against testing? And I say to them, no, I'm not necessarily against testing. If a test is school-based and the teacher sees the results so that the teacher can evaluate where my child stands and then do one-on-one interaction with my child. Where I have a problem is when that information is then entered into a database and shared so that my child's information is now accessible to anyone who wants to market my child.
Absolutely, that's my problem. If my teacher
wants to use that information to help teach my child, go for it. But to give Microsoft or Google or anyone who supposedly has an educational purpose my child's information so that they can continue to market them the rest of their life, I have an issue with that.
Absolutely.
And people don't understand that.
Well, you know, I like to use visuals. There's a commercial by General Electric. And you know General Electric is a part of it because you just named them. But General Electric they have a commercial that looks like Men in Black, the movie Men in Black. And what they're showing, if I can do this on the air, is they're showing all the different parts of a hospital where you don't even have to worry about being there. You know, where they're showing people, they're showing the men in different areas, like in the waiting room and in the band on your hand and all of that. If you saw that commercial, that is scary. It's actually happening, and they're trying to make it in a friendly way where people will actually go right along like a bunch of sheep to the slaughter.
It's so true. It's scary.
You know, it's absolutely crazy that people are falling for this, and that's why what you guys are doing on Wednesday night is so important, because people need to know that their children are going to be fresh meat, and not only in this way, but they are actually trying to homosexualize these kids, and that's I just sent you a couple of audios.
You know what, Ruth? I couldn't even open them. I honestly, I got them, and I thought I'm not even going to open them until after the show.
Amy, I told Christina what they were about, and she was like, I said, I don't think you want to open this. And she said, I don't want to open this, because it would just mess up our whole mind. But when you guys listen to that, you'll have a lot more ammunition for Wednesday night, and I think that it's going to be power. I plan on being there. And I want the people to know, and we can take this information, spread it out to everybody. I hope you have a packed house on Wednesday night, because this is something that's vitally important. Oh, we have a caller for you guys. Let me see what we have going on here. Hello, caller? Is there a caller on?
Did you scare him away?
I don't know if oh, yes, there's a caller. Oh, hello. Are you
hello,
there?
Baby.
Oh, this is Professor White.
I'm here.
Okay. You have a question for the ladies?
Well, my specialty is secondary English language, secondary level English language. I know what they're doing to the small kids, but do you know anything about the English language, the required books, and where they're going in the secondary level, as far as the humanist, anti-Christian, pro-Muslim type of thing? Do you have any idea where they're going with that?
I can estimate where they're going with it just because of their past. The best place to get resources for that would be the state of New York, because the state of New York is really piloting all of the things that are the rest of the country is going to see. So they're an excellent state to look at what they're doing with their students. And I've seen some really interesting secondary things come out of New York.
Is that the Gulen Institute that's starting with the Muslim teaching and the money? That's a lot of money is being poured into this institute, and I think that they're talking about they're using it in ways of Muslim names, teaching the kids on how to say Muslim names and how to dress like a Muslim and things like that. That kind of thing.
I didn't hear of that coming out of New York. I did see an article coming out of Texas on that, and that was part of their C-Scope curriculum, and that got tossed. That got exposed, and that got tossed. That was my understanding. I don't know about New York.
It seems like when things are tossed, they come through a back door in another name. Pretty similar to what George Soros. So you have to keep an eye on everything. You have to be able to see the symptoms of something coming up and watch it, because they will come up with another name, almost like what George Soros does with 122 different organizations or 1,000 different nonprofit organizations, and they're just funneling money through each and every one of them so they can destroy our kids. And what I say to people like that, or about people like that, is you go to your own country and destroy it like you already did, you know, and leave
Correct.
Our country alone.
Yeah, George Soros is on a sixth country right now. So what I would say is I think that's why Wednesday night is going to be enriching to people, because not only are we going to discuss Common Core, we're going to discuss the symptoms of Common Core so that if they do throw other names, we know the people behind those names. So, for instance, when I got the letter from my school about the STAR testing, what triggered me was seeing the name Renaissance. And I've seen that name. I've seen it 1,000 times, and I knew exactly what the testing was. But it was that, so if we can teach people what's behind the scenes and the symptoms to look for, then as they change the scenario on us and the vocabulary, which they're famous for doing, we can see it and head it off before we're running behind them trying to pull their flag instead of standing in front of them pulling their flag, if I can use a flag football analogy.
Yes, I agree.
Ruth, let me jump in here with something else, because Amy just brought up something that reminded me. I tell you, it's a bit of a circle of wagons. We ran across something else yesterday that both of us, we were on the phone, and Amy and I work very well together when it comes to digging up stuff. I tell you, it's mind-boggling. Like Amy, just seriously, it is mind-boggling how they. It's not even so much a question of transparency. So I think the government sometimes wants to hide stuff. Other times it's really out there in the open, and it's almost a question of arrogance. Other times they just don't even care. But it really comes down to how much you want to dig. Now, here's a circle that Amy and I closed yesterday, and our jaws just hit the table. She just brought up the STAR. What'd you say, Amy? Five STAR? STAR testing, thank you, which took us to Renaissance. So someone brought up something yesterday on Facebook that was making it sound like Renaissance was benign. And I said, no, there's more to Renaissance than you think. So I called Amy and I said, you know, let's take another look at Renaissance. So we both got on our individual computers at home, and we're on the phone. We need headsets, really, because we're on our phone so much. And
no,
we start into Renaissance, and we're both talking our way through it. Next thing we know, Renaissance takes us to a parent company, because Renaissance has been sold.
Yes, it's a European investment company.
Forgive me, I can't think of the name of it right now. I don't have it in front of me. We'll pull it up. We'll have it for Wednesday. But the company that just bought Renaissance, their new CEO, Mr. Lynch is his name, used to be the CEO for Pearson.
Mm-hmm. And
it,
I know
Pearson
yep.
Publishing. It all comes mm-hmm. full circle. I'm telling you, we were on the mm-hmm. phone. We just started laughing. We said, "Oh mm-hmm. my gosh, they like to keep the money in the house, don't they?"
Oh man, don't they? And somebody, Pearson's just picked up. I think the data mining company this week. Professor White, you did that.
They did.
Yeah, and I forgot what it's called.
I forgot what it was called too, but I did see that.
Yeah, we posted it on Breaking News Journal Facebook because it was like, my God, what else are these guys going to get involved in? They're just trying to gobble up and take everything between Pearson's and McGraw-Hill as far as textbooks are concerned and all of these the things that they're trying to do to control our children through Bill Gates and all of his stuff. You know, I'm so mad at him. You can't get me to even open a Word document because I refuse to buy Word because I am not going to give him another stinking dime.
You sound like me. I made my husband sell my Droid and go buy me an Apple, an iPhone. I did. I said, I want an iPhone today. Well, like I said, it's Wednesday night. Hopefully will be very, very informative to everyone. We want to hit on the big issues. You know, I want to get back to data mining for a second.
Okay. I want you to talk about data mining because I don't let us forget to talk about where you're going to be at, how to get there, and so on and so forth. Let's go. Go ahead and talk about the data mining because I wanted to talk about that.
Stop us on time, Ruth, when you need to do that. But the data mining is really important, and I want to say something right now. I don't know how many listeners you have, but because we're going back to school, and we just went through the first week, and the first couple of weeks of school are so important because you've got teachers, administrators, everyone is sending home oodles and oodles and tons of paperwork to be filled out. So much of that paperwork is, in my opinion, unnecessary. You've got reading, writing, and arithmetic. Teach my children reading, writing, and arithmetic. You don't need to fill out all this paperwork. Moms, dads, they need your phone number, they need your address, they need your child's name, and they need to know allergies. Everything else, in my opinion, is on a need-to-know basis. You do not need to know, right? You don't need to know my income. You do not need to know what I do for a living.
Absolutely.
I'm a pole dancer at Bally's, okay? That's what I do.
Christina, I'm going to jump in here so that parents are aware of this. In my child's school last year, third grade, one of his assignments was to fill out what his father or what his parents did for a living.
That's right.
How much schooling he had, what degree he had. What does your mother do for education? So if they don't get the information from the parents, they get it from the children. So we need to make sure that we educate our children not to answer
to
questions like
that.
And they make it an assignment.
Ruth, it's called a getting to know you assignment.
Okay, getting to know you assignment.
That's what they send, especially with the elementary school children. It's an assignment they'll send home with the kids, or they'll do it in the classroom, getting to know you. My kids have done them in elementary school days. Now, my kids are older now, but Amy is bringing up a very crucial point here.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. That information, we thought it was just innocent. I think we always thought that kind of thing was innocent. We didn't know what they were trying to do. I don't give information anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't even give out information anymore. So I can understand parents saying, do not do that. It is not an innocent thing. They're gathering that information for a reason. And I don't know if you guys are aware of, like, what's happening in Chicago, where they have actually closed 49 schools in Chicago and fired 1,000 educators and stuff like that.
A letter went out to the UN. That was appalling. I did see that. I have followed that story.
And so you know where those kids are going. You see, everything is under the guise of charter schools and privatization and vouchers. And for those people who thought that was a good thing, and I was one who thought that was a good thing, that is not a good thing because any kind of government money-funded education is going to be bad for our kids, and they're going to have to usher in this Common Core standards and all of the stuff and all of the minions that are with it.
Amen. I've been saying that. The voucher, as soon as you give a voucher to a private school, they are now federally funded. And they will be held to the same standards. You know, and yes.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
It's crazy because we must be making a difference, and I'll tell you why, you guys. Because Arne Duncan is now making public appearances to churches and people like that, saying, "Oh, we're not going to do this and that and the other to anybody," and "Oh, this is really legit." What government institution is going to go around begging you to take money unless they have an agenda behind it?
I'm telling you, Ruth, Arne Duncan's about a week away from ordering copy paper and interviewing individual principals at the school. He is so deep into state-to-state, district-to-district activities. I don't know how the man even functions. Honestly,
it's a part of the Chicago mob. They're part of the Chicago mob, so they know how to deal. They know how to do this kind of thing, and they know how to do it well. They've been trained by the best mobsters in the world. You know what I'm saying? So they know how to do this thing, and now it's coming around to everyone, one of us, and we're so used to being honest, you know, that we're now, these guys are running rings around us for the most part because we're so busy trying to do it the right way. But you know what? We're going to have to take off our gloves, and we're going to have to get down and dirty and make sure we protect our children.
Well, and I think we need to realize that they are not honest people. I think that
that's right.
We as good people mirror that on our government and the people that are currently trying to take control. And we think there's no way they could do that. So they want that information, but they're not going to use it against us. Wake up.
That was the heartbreaking thing for me is I never expected that. I was one of the people, like Amy says, I had to wake up. It never dawned on me that would happen, that it would be used against me and my children.
Yeah, and we're all finding that out and everything. Pardon me?
Yeah, the books that help kids, older kids, and young adults realize that this could happen are the books that are being banned from the schools right now and not being used.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are used, the kids are left by themselves to read it, and the only instrument that they have, that the teachers are using to judge whether they read it, is an AR test. So they're not getting into comprehensive discussions with a teacher as to what a book means and how it could actually happen.
See, that's the reason why the master educator is working with different professionals who have curriculum for everybody from pre-K to college. I don't know if you guys have heard of Homeschool College USA, but we are working with people that have curriculums all over the place. And Professor Weiss' curriculum specifically is Math Soup for Scared People for the 4th through the 7th grade. And we have connections where they have teaching preschoolers, kindergartners and stuff how to read better than most high school and college kids. I mean, we are working with grassroots people that have their own curriculum, so we don't have to depend on the government to and their cronies that are going to make money off of our kids. We're trying to make sure that our kids are being taught the right way and that we don't have to rely on government ever again. This is a fight. This is going to be a fight to the end. You mess with a tiger mom's children, you're in trouble.
Well, and let me slip in one more thing. I know we're running low on time, Ruth,
and
I want to get the address. Okay.
I'm going to give you a couple more minutes, so don't worry about it. I'm going to let you go over. So just go ahead and say what you need to say, and then don't worry about it. Both of you guys can say what you need to say, and please give the information on the event that you're going to have. So go ahead, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to get the address out, but really, really quickly, I want to speak for the teachers, at least I want to speak for the teachers that I have been, I want to say blessed, truly blessed enough to know in my child, both my daughters' careers, we've got wonderful teachers here in the Vegas area. And I don't know why, some of them I do know that I've spoken to, I've been very upfront about telling them I'm not going to use your name, I'm not going to talk out loud that you've spoken to me, because unfortunately, Ruth, these teachers are afraid. They're afraid to speak up. I have spoken to them. I have said, "What do you think about Common Core?" And the first thing they do is their eyes dart around the room, like, "Who's listening? Are you mic'd? Are you talking?
Yep.
Are you going to tell my principal?" It pains me. It pains me that these good quality teachers who got into this profession, an honorable profession are frightened.
Yep.
They don't want to speak up because they don't want to lose their seniority. They've got seniority, but they're going to get put to a school they don't want to that's miles from their home. Or one friend of mine, she's a couple years away from being tenured. She's, another friend is a couple years away from retirement. You know, they just don't want to jeopardize their positions or their income or whatever, whatever might be on the table for them to lose. And it breaks my heart that they are remaining silent over this federal takeover. There's no other word for it. It's a federal takeover. And they know it's bad. They know it's bad. And they, and their unions aren't standing up for them. Their unions aren't speaking up. They're frustrated. It just it boggles my mind that we're being stifled. Our children are being their academic freedoms being pulled from them. Our teachers are stifled out of fear. The whole thing, there's not one good thing to say in my mind right now about Common Core. And even the things that might be good about it, even the pieces that you could cherry pick about Common Core and say this is good or this is good or this could be good, are so overshadowed by the bad things and the fear that's out there about it. And of course, the data mining. I mean, the data mining is just outrageous. I don't know. It leaves me speechless. And what the heck the federal government thinks they're going to get out of it from the next generation?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? These guys, I got news for you. They don't care about the teachers being good. They want to totally close down the schools, close down the teachers, fire the teachers so that they can get their enforcers in. Because this is not about having the best teachers and stuff. They could care less. And you know, I used to work for the Teachers Credit Union here in Las Vegas when I first came here, and a couple of years after we moved here, as a matter of fact. And every year there would be about 1,000 teachers that they would request to be a part of the school system here, Clark County School District. Every year they would have to get a new set of teachers because those teachers would fly away. They would leave here so quickly after their year of being here, and then they would leave. And I can tell you, the good teachers, the teachers that are doing what you would do what you guys are doing as a mom, being active and knowing what's going on and what's happening, anybody who's like that as an educator, they can forget even getting a job here, you know, because they don't want anybody who's informed. They, you know, and that's why we're going to have a whole alternative universe to do everything that we have to do. I'm telling people, besides this Common Core thing, get your children out of the public school system if you can. Mamas, grandmas, retired people, anybody that can come along to help teach those kids co-op in or whatever it is that has to be done, we're going to have to do it. That along with getting gold and silver and starting to get yourself stock yourself
prepare
up with
yourself.
Your food and everything else. Everything has got to be done now. We are entering into a world we didn't think would ever happen, and we're here.
Yeah. I'm going to jump back a little bit to the teachers. To say two things. What the federal government wants is not teachers that will backlash. So get those teachers that they're thinking, let's get these teachers out of the way now. We're going to scare them. We're going to tell them, we're going to train them to be followers. And then all of our teachers will be followers, teaching the next generation to be followers. So they're looking for followers. And then also keep in mind the data mining that they're doing on our children right now. They've done on teachers for the last how many years? They know exactly what makes those teachers tick. They know what to tell them. They know how to sell the program so that the teachers fall right in line with adopting Common Core, and they do not realize what they are into until they actually start teaching it. So a lot of these teachers, when I talked to them last year, they thought it was cake with a whole bunch of icing on it. They thought it was great. But now that they're starting to teach it, they're saying, wait a minute, this isn't what was told to us. They have gathered so much data on how to sell this program to the people that needed to be sold that it's sold, and now we've got a bill of goods. You know,
absolutely. You know, my husband was an educator with the Hawthorne School District in California for over 10 years. When I found out what was going on with him, I said, do not. I don't care. about you teaching. I said, I know you make good money, but I'd rather live in a matchbox than to have you your whole mind fried. And you know, because it was like, it's been hard, but I would rather have that because I did not want him to, he was getting sick and losing his teeth, all kind of stuff like that, because the emotions are going on when you know that somebody is doing something that's not right, and you know that you have to spend $600-$700 a month just to be in the union while they're taking your money, using it for their own agenda. You know, all those kinds of things, and you guys are absolutely right. You know, these teachers are just robots. They're doing what they're told to do. You know, and I'm like, no, not in my household.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
It is, and it's hard, for them because they do it just like, you know, you're working, you have your job going, you got your children in school, you're paying for them, you're living a pretty good life, and then all of a sudden they lower the gun on you, and you're in trouble. You're in serious trouble because you can't move.
Exactly, and these people got into education because they cared about the children.
That's right.
To even kind of try to comprehend what's going through their mind as things change right in front of their face.
Absolutely. Okay, listen, you guys give the information. Give us all the information about what's happening Wednesday night. Where is that? I know it's at the Invictus Training Center. Give the address, what you want people to do and everything. Go ahead.
Okay, it's the Invictus Training Center. The address is 1641 East Sunset. So it's 1641 East Sunset Boulevard. It's Suite B, like Baker, 107. Las Vegas. So it is, it's on Sunset about a half a block, I want to say, west of Eastern. So it's a little bit, it's basically across the street from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
landmark is PT Pubs. You pull in that street there and it's straight back.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and my good sister Diane Burnett and her husband are the ones that are in charge of that. And go ahead and say what time it's going to be. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and we're so grateful to Diane Burnett for giving us her facility for the night. And it's 7 o'clock on the 4th of September, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock. And we are so grateful to Diane for opening up her facility to give us an audience. And I just hope we get as many people that we can there and get the word out, get parents educated, and come with your questions, bring a friend.
And isn't there a $5 donation and stuff for the $5 donation, and everybody, please,
donation.
even if you can't go, pay for somebody else to go and get that information, or if not, just make a donation anyway. Is there a way that anyone can make a donation by mail or something for this cause, for what you guys are doing? Because I know you guys have to make copies and things.
Yeah, probably. I don't know about how to do it. By mail. I mean, if you want to mail it in, that would be great. I don't have the zip code here for her location, but, you know, anyway, like you said, any way you can, if you could pay for somebody else to go make that donation, that would be great. We absolutely have to get the word out because I tell you, Ruth, and Amy will back me up on this, Nevada is woefully, I mean, I cannot express to you how behind we are the rest of the nation. We've got a lot of states out there. We've got 20 states right now that are currently fighting this, and Nevada is really, really, really behind. We have so many parents. The recent Gallup poll that was released, I want to say about 7-8 days ago, that just came out, 62% of Americans have no idea what Common Core is.
Oh, my God.
That's how well the federal government has worked. They have worked so hard to get this in the back door. 62% of Americans do not know what Common Core is. Isn't that something?
Also keep in mind that our school system has been failing. And so parents with their kids in the school system right now want change. Well, we have learned that change is not always a good thing. And this change that they're signing on to, because they know the old system's not working in Clark County.
Absolutely.
Is definitely not a turn in the right direction.
So how do we get the parents involved? Because I'm wondering if they're scared that they're going to lose their jobs, and I'm wondering if that's something that they really should be concerned about, if they really start being vocal, because there are people that are being turned away from all kinds of things, from signing up to have an event or doing trade shows, and when someone thinks that they're conservative or think that they're a Tea Party person or whatever the case may be, then the door is being shut on them. What do you think why the parents are not getting involved? Is it because they're not involved, because they're concerned about their job or what?
I truly believe it's not knowing.
Yes, I just think it's not knowing.
This crosses party lines. This is not conservative.
Absolutely. Shoot. The same way.
No, this is, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of people left and right that want this gone. This Common Core strips people of their individuality. This strips people of their academic freedom. This strips people of diversity. This country was founded on diversity and Common Core. I mean, hello, Common. It puts the word right in the title.
They switched the word. They even switched the word of what common is and what the word diversity is. What they're calling diversity is not what we're calling diversity. And every word that they use, every direction, every organization that they have that sounds all flowery and all unified, because those are the terms that we're used to, they've turned all of these things around, and we've got to turn it back, so that we can get a grasp of what we need to do in this country with our kids. Listen, it has been an honor. It has been a pleasure having you guys on Breaking News Journal.
Thank you, Ruth.
To have you guys back to give us an update in a few months as to what's going on, and we will keep this thing going. How about that?
Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Ruth. The one thing is that's going to make a change is people have to get out to the legislatures. We're going to talk about that Wednesday night, too. But we can talk, we can blog, we can Facebook. But if we don't let the legislators know we want this out, nothing's going to change. Get on the phone, get to your keyboards, contact your legislators. We want it out.
All right, dear. We'll talk to
you guys
later. You guys be blessed. Thank you so much for being on Breaking News Journal on air. And people, this is where we're at now. Be blessed, and I'll
Thank
talk
you,
to
Ruth.
You guys later. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.